You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Pompeii, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. As I say every Tuesday, if the Lord woke you up this morning, you owe God a praise. Because the scripture says, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. We praise the Lord for you joining me again on another Tuesday. We come to you to lift up the name of Jesus. We come for no other reason than to give him glory and to give him praise. I hope you had a wonderful 4th of July weekend. I had a wonderful time with my family, family, food, and fellowship. Amen. And we hope that the Lord blessed you and you were able to spend time with your family, enjoy one another. Because that's what it's all about. It's about God first, amen, and then family. So we hope you had a wonderful 4th of July weekend. I'm telling you, today doesn't seem like a Tuesday. It feels rather more like a Monday, amen. And so we thank the Lord for a wonderful time that I was able to spend with my family. Glory be to God. It's just good to be alive today. Amen, amen. So I thank God for you, you, and you. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule to join me today. Whether you're listening by way of radio, whether it be in your office, your home, your cars, praise the Lord to you. Or whether you're watching by way of Facebook, good morning to you as well. Praise the Lord to you, you, and you. Amen. I thank God for, amen, this past Sunday we had a wonderful time in church. The Lord stopped by and blessed. Amen. The subject that the Lord gave me on this past Sunday, I know it was the blood that saved me, and there's power in the blood. I'm telling somebody today that there is power in the blood of Jesus. It can still heal, it can still set free, and it can still deliver. It can wash you white as snow. Glory be to God. That's not the subject that I'm here to talk about today. Amen. But that was the message on Sunday, and the Lord stopped by and blessed, and we just had a glorious hallelujah time in the Lord on this past Sunday. Amen. 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 Good morning to you again. Amen. Sending a shout out to my pastor, Pastor Barbara Kimbrough. Amen. Good morning to you if you're listening. Amen. Good morning to her husband, President Charlie Kimbrough. Good morning to you. Amen. Good morning to my wife who's at work, who will see this later, Lord willing, as we're on our way to church. Good morning to you. I love you. Amen. Good morning to you, Martha and May, who are watching by way of Facebook. Good morning to you. Amen. And we trust that there'll be others that will join us, amen, shortly, amen. And so it's just good for us to be here, and I'm going to go into the word of the Lord today, and it can be found in the book of Luke, a very familiar passage of scripture, Luke 10. And I'm going to simply read 4 verses in your ear, amen. That is Luke 10, verses 25 through 29. Amen. And the word of the Lord says, and behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said unto him, what is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? Glory be to God. Dear gracious Father, we thank you for waking us up this morning, allowing us to be alive just one more day. We thank you, God, for Lord, we realize that some didn't wake up this morning. And we come to give you thanks. We come to give you glory, give you praise for blessing us to see another day. But Lord, you said in your word, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. And we praise you today. Remember me, God, as I bring forth this word. Use me, Lord, in a mighty word, a mighty way to teach your word in a way that you would be pleased. God, remember the backslider. Remember whom he or she may be. God, remember those that are in the hospitals, the jail cells, our nursing homes. God, we're praying that you remember those that are in our government, our president, our Congress, and our Supreme Court. God, give them wisdom to make the right decisions and to do the right thing. I decrease as you increase, and you alone will get the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. I want to deal from the subject, Mission Impossible. I want to deal from a thought, Mission Impossible. As I woke up yesterday and I turned on the news, I was watching the news and I saw where there was a shooting that took place over in Highland Park, Illinois. Amen. That is not very far. I mean, it's a neighboring, of course, we know a neighboring state to where I grew up in Indiana. Amen. So I'm familiar with that region. We've been to Chicago a couple of times. Glory be to God. And that's just north of Chicago. Glory be to God. And I saw where the person was shooting. I heard that he had shot from the top of the building and killed some people, amen, shooting into a parade. And I was grieved by that. I'm sure as many of you were as well. And I just begin to think to myself, amen, and I think of the scripture that Jesus said, because iniquity, amen, shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. What Jesus was saying is that many people's heart would lose the ability to love others. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And what the world lacks now is love. Love. And the Bible tells us here, Jesus, he kind of gives a synopsis of what he's talking about. And the Bible says that a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do? What shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said unto him, What is written in the law? Basically asking him a question. How readest thou? And he answering the lawyer said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind and thy neighbor as thyself. You see, I like how Jesus included the latter part. It isn't enough to just love God. Hallelujah. But we have to love the neighbor as well as ourselves. You see, many people today, they claim that they love God, yet they hate their neighbor. Can I tell you that's mission impossible? For 1 John 4 and 20 says that it is impossible for you to say you love God whom you've never seen and yet hated thy brother. We've got too many people claiming that they love the Lord but yet hate their brother. Glory be to God. You see, they were taught in Jesus' day and before, back in the days of Moses, The Bible lets us know that they were taught to love thy God with all thy heart. They were taught that the love that God is one God, one Lord, and that they were to love him with all thy heart, thy strength, and with all thy mind. But there was another commandment that they were given. Leviticus 19 and 18 tells us, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. See, God didn't exclude that, because he understood that people would come up with excuses to say, you know what? He didn't love me. She didn't love me. So therefore, I have an excuse to hate them. And so God said, I want you to do this. I want you to love me, but then I want you to love your neighbor too. And not only do I want you to love your neighbor, but I want you to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Glory be to God. You see, love, Jesus lets us know in another scripture, he says that by honoring these two laws, it fulfills the law and the prophet. Meaning it encompasses everything. Everything is fulfilled in those two commandments. Love me and love your neighbor. You see, once you fulfill those two laws, it takes care of everything else. See, love is the answer for the world today. If we just love God and we love our neighbor. Because if we love God and we love our neighbor, I don't have to worry about you killing me. I don't have to worry about you shooting into a crowd and killing hundreds of people, injuring hundreds of people. See, if you love your neighbor, you wouldn't rob from them. If you love me, you wouldn't steal from me. I could lay my wallet down, and if I knew that you love me, you wouldn't go through my wallets stealing my cards. If you love me, I could leave my doors unlocked at night. If you love me, there wouldn't be any shooting, wouldn't be any police shootings, wouldn't be a need for a police. See, everything Jesus said in that scripture, said these two things, everything is fulfilled in those two things. We go through all of these trying to do right and trying to live right. But if we just love God and we love our neighbor and love them, as I said, see, when we look at that, how would you treat yourself? There's another word that tells us, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. See, that's the golden rule. See, it's not just enough to love your neighbor, but we have to love our neighbors as we would love ourselves. Love ourselves. How would you want yourself to be treated? Just begin to think of how the things, the necessities that you would want in life, those things you would want for your neighbor if you love them. Glory be to God. But too many times people are competing with one another, trying to outdo the other, trying to look down on somebody else. I've heard it said that I'll never look down on a man unless I'm trying to help him up. But we've got too many people in our world that are trying to keep others down. Now, I just want to step very quickly into politics. Glory be to God. And I'm going to step out of it because I don't want to go there. Glory be to God. But when I think of policymakers, and I begin to think on, if I were to make a policy, why wouldn't I want to make a policy that will benefit me as well as benefit my neighbor? Make a policy that would benefit me as well as my neighbor. What I would want myself to have, I would want somebody else to have. Why would I block anything that would not allow or afford my neighbor to have the same opportunities as I would have? But yet we have people that say that they are Christian,
glory be to God, but yet do not want you to have what they have. Mission impossible. The Bible says that it is impossible to say that you love God, whom you've never seen, and yet hate your brother, hate your neighbor. Glory be to God. I know that that person doesn't look like you. I know that person doesn't speak like you. I know he doesn't or she doesn't live where you live. No, they may not wear the same clothes that you wear. But God said to love them. Love them. Glory be to God. And he says, and he answering said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto them, thou hast answered right. The lawyer repeated back what was in the law. And Jesus said, thou hast answered right. He says, this do, and thou shalt live. You'll live. Glory be to God. But the law, but the lawyer trying to justify himself, but he willing to justify him, said unto Jesus, and who is my neighbor? Glory be to God. He wanted Jesus to define who his neighbor is. See, sometimes the neighbor we think is our neighbor, glory be to God, isn't really what, isn't who we think they really are. Glory be to God. See, in this time, the Jews and the Samaritans, they hated one another. The Jews looked down on the Samaritans simply because they weren't all the way. They weren't full Jews. They weren't full-blooded. The Samaritans were people that had a mixture of Gentiles and Jewish blood in them. In other words, they were mixed. And a lot of that was due to the time when they were taken into captivity back before Jesus had came on the scene. They were taken into captivity. And while they were in captivity, they had relationships with those, their captors. And so the children came out mixed. And down the line, they were referred to as Samaritans. But Jesus goes on and he gives an illustration of just two. Sometimes we don't know our neighbor is. The Bible lets us know that Jesus gives him an example. He says, a certain man, glory be to God, went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among thieves. And they beat him, and they robbed him, and they took what he had, and they left him there for dead. Glory be to God. This man was presumably a Jew. He went down to Jericho, and he was robbed. And he was left for dead. And you know what? While he was laying there in the street, a priest comes along. The priest doesn't even go over and look and see how he's doing. The priests were they were the ones that were expected to show mercy. But the priest just passed on by on the other side, looked over at him and kept on going. Glory be to God. But then a Levite. These were also people from the priesthood. Glory be to God. They came, this man came, and he looked on the man. He did have a decency to come and look on him. Came and looked at him and said, well, yeah, he's hurt, and kept on going. I'm just paraphrasing, glory be to God. He did come over there and look at him, but he kept on going. But here comes a Samaritan, a person that the Jews looked down at. He comes along, sees this Jew laying in the street. Not only did he stop, got down from his beast, poured wine and oil in his wound and bandaged him up and took him to an inn and told the housekeeper, keep him until I come back. Help him until I come back. Gave him 2 pence and said that if this costs you more, when I get back, I'll give you more. And Jesus asked the question to the lawyer, said, which one of these are your neighbor? And he said, the one that showed mercy. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. See, sometimes the people that we look down at, they're the very ones that will help us. Glory be to God. The people that we don't think is going to be any good, them the ones that help. But the people that we expect to help us, they don't. So Jesus was saying that our neighbor, glory be to God, is really anyone we come in contact with. That person that you don't think gonna amount to anything, that's our neighbor. Glory be to God. that person, everyone that we look at, glory be to God, we ought to perceive as being our neighbor. Other words, we should love everyone. Love everyone. Love our neighbor as we would love ourselves. Glory be to God. We're to love them with all thy heart and with all thy strength and with all thy mind. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But too many times, hallelujah, we're thinking about self. We're thinking about self. We're not thinking about our neighbor. We don't know what our neighbor is going through. We're only concerned about, many people are only concerned about themselves. But can I tell you today, God wants you to love him, and he wants you to love his neighbor, your neighbor, because God is concerned about every individual. He is concerned about every woman. He is concerned about every man, every boy, every girl. He is concerned. He loved them. God so loved us that he loved us even knowing that some will never come to him. Some will die in their sins. He died on the cross. When he was on the cross for you and I, he didn't come down knowing that some were going to spit on him. Some were going to mock him. Glory be to God. But yet he stood there so that we could all have, he stayed there on the cross so that we could all have the right to eternal life. Because he looked down through 42 generations and he saw my sin. He saw your sin. Glory be to God. And he stood there so that we could have the right to eternal life. Through one man's sin, Adam, our world was cast into a chaotic state, headed to death. But yet through one man's death, Jesus Christ, we have all the right to eternal life. He was no respecter person. He looked at the drunkard. He looked at the fornicator. He looked at the liar, the cheater. And he said, I'm still going to die. Because why? I love them. Hallelujah. He doesn't love sin, but he loves the person. Glory be to God. So we've got to understand that it is impossible to love God whom you've never seen and yet hate your neighbor, yet despise your neighbor. But we have to love God. We have to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. See, that's the thing. He didn't instruct us just to love our neighbor. We have to love the neighbor as we would love ourselves. Hallelujah. How many can say that today? That you love your neighbor as you love yourself. See, the same thing we would want for ourselves, we ought to want for our neighbor. If we want to be successful, we ought to want our neighbor to be successful. We want a big house, we ought to want our neighbor to have a big house. Glory be to God. That's what Jesus was saying, because he knows that no man should hate himself. Glory be to God. But every man ought to love himself. And not only that, he understands that if you love yourself and you love your neighbor like you love yourself, you're not going to want any less for your neighbor. You're not going to do any harm to your neighbor. You're not going to shoot your neighbor. You're not going to kill your neighbor. You're not going to rob from your neighbor. You're not going to cheat your neighbor. You're not going to commit adultery on your neighbor. That's what Jesus was saying. Glory be to God. He is saying that there is no excuse. That's why when Jesus came, see, in the law, there was an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But when Jesus came, he said, I give you a new commandment. Hallelujah. That by this, all men shall know you that you are my disciples, that you have love one to another. Love one to another. That's why he said, bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you and despitefully use you and persecute you. Glory be to God. See, if we do unto others as they do unto us, then what difference does it make? But God calls us to make a difference. to show a difference. We're the dark, we're the light that must be shown in the darkness. Glory be to God. Jesus was telling them, hallelujah, that you got to love your neighbor as you love yourself. What man hated himself? It's understood that a man loves himself. Glory be to God. You want the best for yourself. You want the best for your kids. You want them to attend the best colleges, attend the best universities, to drive the best cars, to live in the best places. That's what Jesus is saying, that you ought to want for your neighbor. You shouldn't want to wish them any harm. Glory be to God. You have to question an individual that says, I love God, I'm a Christian, but yet downs his neighbor, hates his neighbor. Glory be to God. But we're to love them. You know what? We ought to love people to life. Love them to life. Glory be to God. Love them until they want to live. Show them that you love them so much that you're willing to love them like yourself. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. People ought to see that. So the Lord was saying, to love thy neighbor as you love God. He said, on these two laws, everything hinges on. I'm out of time, but not out of word. Join me again on next week. Glory be to God. You be blessed, and may the Lord be with you. Glory to God.
We here at True Pentecostal Community Church invite you out to our services, which are as follows. On Sunday morning, our Sunday school services begin at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning services begin at 11:40. And due to the COVID-19, our weekday services begin at 6 p.m., which our Bible studies are on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. And our youth services are on Thursdays at 6 p.m. as well. And we trust that you'll come out and have a high time and worship the Lord with us. Our church is located at 16 South Wilson here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida. You be blessed throughout the week. I remember when the choir would sing.
Marked by the blood spilled for the world to see.